Facebook group about selling the old stock wheels from my wife's cars. And is it worth anything? And someone said, well, keep them for winter snow tires. And I said, I don't really need to worry about that.
Yeah, that's what you mean. Like,
never had a load of winter tires on.
No. Didn't want to grow them up.
That's a foreign concept to me.
We just put chains on them. Got real bad.
Yep.
All right, I guess we'll call this August 12th meeting of the City of McKinney Armed Service Memorial meeting to order. All right, so the first item is the minutes, to approve the minutes from the June 10th, 2020 meeting. Motion to approve.
I'll move.
All in favor?
All approved?
Yeah. Aye.
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 All in favor. Okay. Okay, so the regular agenda. So the first item on the agenda is consider the and discuss the act of donating to the Veterans Memorial Park flag case to the VFW.
Right, you can still do that. The reason it's on the agenda is because the tournament canceled.
Mm-hmm.
But if you still want to do it as a good gesture, then this is what we would order and put the... I'll pass it around.
The wording
on the plaque.
So. And what was the wording that we were going to use? Did we settle that?
Oh, I forgot to print it. This flag flew over the Veterans Memorial Park.
Yeah, we settled it last time, where we
yes.
took a vote.
Mm-hmm.
So you just need to formalize this?
Mm-hmm. If you want to go ahead and just vote, donate it regardless of the tournament.
I think we should.
Yes.
Nothing else? It's an act of goodwill towards one of
our biggest
steadiest supporter, yeah.
Right, so motion to accept donating the veterans, the flag?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And I don't know if Leo can hear us or he's on mute. I don't know, we're getting this recorded. Great.
Right.
Motion approved. Second item is discuss the receiving a refund on the $500 to the donation to the VFW or apply it to next year. Is that really our choice, is to either take a refund or apply it to next year's?
Right.
Here's since the money's been paid.
A letter, I'll pass it around, that we received. Those are your two options.
That's pretty normal. I'm seeing that with a lot of charity events that the bank participates in.
Okay.
So is there any reason why?
Do we need the money? Is that something that is going to go towards a future event in the fall?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think it was just part of the budget.
So
I'd propose it to roll it over to next year.
So is the question really, do they cash the check, because I'm sure it's a dated check that has some expiration, and use that check and just apply it to their next year funds? Or
do you want a refund?
Yeah.
That's the only question we have to answer. Do we want a refund or want to roll it next year?
Mm-hmm, and I'll reply to them.
I say just roll it over.
That's my preference.
is there any consequence one way or the other, like, to applying this? Does it matter to a budget? I assume the dollars come out of a fiscal budget, and is that okay? I mean, we'd already budgeted it.
Should be fine. It's already
kind of.
I think your only risk is if for some reason they go under and keep your money and then I think you're pretty solid there.
So motion to approve rolling the funds into the next year and letting them keep the cash the check this year.
Okay. I'll a motion that we let them keep the money and roll it over till next year.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes.
Aye.
Okay.
We are rolling right on.
All right. Can you believe it? We are now discussing the 2020 Veterans Day ceremony.
Yeah.
So we are what?
What are the city's guidelines?
They've done a few things. It's still 10 people. Anything over that has to be approved by the mayor. So the governor's rule was, you can have a gathering up to 10 people. Anything over that has to be approved by the mayor, county health official, or the county judge. And I think soon after that came out, Judge Hill put out, he approves everything over 10. He kind of put that out there. So we fall back pretty much on what our mayor says. So through the special events process, we've had some groups come to us, and typically they want to see kind of a plan. We're not going to go to the mayor and just say, they plan on having 400 people. We have to be able to tell them, you know, what the plan looks like. So a lot of the groups have canceled some of their events, but they've been different type of events. It's been a wine and music festival that we're going to have at Town Lake and have like 1,200 people at a time. That was an easy decision. So 5Ks. The Kiwanis Club is still moving forward with their triathlon, which is later part of September. Still, it's kind of a different event. You're not gathering for one kind of focal point. They're working through an event, swimming, go bike, and run. So it's a little different. So it kind of depends on what you want to do, what we think we could space out there, how we think we could position people, speakers, what we do.
That's tough because we really can't do anything with the choir.
Right.
But yeah. How many did we have there last year?
Maybe somewhere between 200 and 400 folks.
Yeah. At least 200.
I'd say 200, but I mean.
Yeah.
I'd probably say the choir's mixed. I don't think it's.
Yeah, I think we could have there. It'd be a different kind of ceremony.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. You know what? You've got some space there that you never really utilize. I mean, we're not taking the length of it. We're crowded around the memorial more than anything.
So maybe
there's some options to push people further back to kind of do some things.
There is room for distancing, that's for sure.
Before the governor made his announcement, which turned into, I think, I can't remember what it was probably July 1st or 2nd, I was working to do our 4th of July event. I was really kind of pushing. I wanted to bring people in. We were just doing fireworks on them, but I had, what I said is 800 to a million square feet of open space on some soccer fields, and I was only going to be able to park maybe 100 and something cars. And so I thought, people could space out there. It got mixed. My idea was, you social distance at your own. You bring your family, you go sit together, that's fine. Let everyone social there. We were only going to interact if someone was being bothered by someone else, that they wouldn't respect their social distancing. It got mixed. But then again, that was a little easier because I'm shooting shells 600 plus feet in the air. You can see it from pretty far. So I didn't have to have people there. I thought it would be nice to have some people there, but we went on without it.
Yeah.
But the flip side of that is, so people were left on their own to go park wherever they wanted to,
and where they
social distance at their own. So they did it in a church parking lot that was right next door. We saw them kind of get out into the green space a little bit, and didn't seem to be an issue at the time. But
in our case, it's problematic even to do a color guard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they're within the 6 feet of each other.
They're showing.
Yeah, the precedent would be set as we see some colleges are gonna take to the field here, and so there's a precedent of, if it's good enough for a football game, it should be good enough for a veteran ceremony.
Well, you can take that a long way.
Well, I'm not going to try to take it a long way, but I would tell the mayor that, you know, if they're willing, I mean, I think that's what it should be coming down to.
I think he's willing to allow the 10. I don't know where that number stops, but I don't know what his threshold is. We've tried to engage him a little bit on it. It's just kind of difficult. He kind of wants to see something.
I think if we put something simple together that honors the veterans, honors the services, without having a 100-person choir around, you know, we could have music, we can have a color guard, we could have the riderless horse, we could have a bagpipe, we could have that kind of stuff. We could probably even have a speaker, you know, if we wanted to. Just be, you know, so we have microphones, people can back up and do that.
That wall kind
of. But I'm thinking, even if we don't. If we don't go that far, if we just have some patriotic music, we have names to talk about, don't we? We have new names. So we have to have at least that part. I think.
Yeah. I mean,
it's surely a matter of how do we configure that little amphitheater.
Yeah.
Obviously, do we want to put a chair like every six? But
we would have to, since it's a city.
Yeah.
You know, the chairs are there. How long is the ceremony?
Usually about 50 minutes to an hour.
I'm trying to think.
And that's with a speaker speaking for, 15 minutes.
Yeah, I've never sat down at it. I always stood kind of in the back, and the chairs are there because you got some older vets or older people come in and sit down. And they probably still have that. I don't know what the numbers were, because there were probably some people sitting down that if they still wanted to come, they could probably stand. Mm-hmm. You're going to need some chairs for some people to just have to sit down.
Right. Right.
We would have to go out there and kind of figure out how that would look. You could always take what you've always done with the chairs and remove X number and see what you're left with. Chairs are about 2 feet wide.
Mm-hmm. What if we took the same number of chairs and just
extended it to the
ring wall? You know, space them out like that. And that will set the stage for people kind of as a guide, you know.
Something I haven't done yet that we do may have an option for is our Main Street department bought an FM transmitter to do something that we're going to do. And I've been thinking about using it for a drive-in movie and having people, so we do a low frequency, it floods the area with the sound and people can watch in the car. Maybe we'll do something like that here, plug into our sound system. Although we have the speakers playing, we could probably also maybe push out that low frequency FM so people can either watch from their cars or stay in the cars if they want to, but maybe be able to
hear the
music. Maybe I'll set up some speakers in the back and play it off that FM.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a delay or anything to it, and maybe able to get some sound in the back without having to run cable wires all the way down.
Yeah.
I don't even know how long that would be. It'd be pretty damn long.
It's a good run.
So by when do we have to submit a plan to the mayor for approval?
Special events is 30 days in advance. We can finagle that a little bit if need be.
We'd obviously need to put it in before next month.
Yeah.
Because we have two board meetings. Well, the September board meeting in October, but then
I think
Saturday is the 7th. So we have two more meetings.
Well, one thing we do to make it louder ourselves, instead of having a keynote speaker, we just have like a city official and maybe a county official speak a paragraph about honoring veterans. You know, keep it simple and keep the topic to that, and then you do your thing about the new names.
This is the first Veterans Day after Sandy Johnson.
Yep.
Okay, that
is
trying to think.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
He was a frequent attendee.
Good support.
Is there any, you talk about veterans, is there any capabilities within a city that we could maybe live stream this?
I can ask. I know that our communication and marketing department has been against it at times. Their hesitation on it has a lot to do with the whole, Baba Booey thing. You know, someone running up and saying something shouldn't be. I think we're a little more protected at an event like this than we would be out in an open park or somewhere else. I could approach them with that idea of doing it.
We could put guards around.
I feel confident that we would probably stop them. I feel more confident they would away. So, if they did do something. But yeah, I don't see that being as tempting as something like this. It's not a. If I did it at a special event, that'd be risky.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Michelle.
Would it be okay, Ron, just to stop and catch Michelle up on what was approved, just a quick recap for her? Okay. Hi, Michelle. Welcome. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Just really quick, what you missed.
Sorry for the delay.
No problem. Just really, really quick. The minutes were approved. The first action was to donate the flag that flew over the Veterans Memorial Park in case to the VFW still. The second one, that was approved. The second approved action was to roll over the $500 that was donated for the VFW golf tournament, roll it into next year. Since the tournament was canceled, they asked us what we wanted to do with it. So I'll go back to them and tell them that they can keep it for next year. And currently they're discussing what Veterans Day ceremony will look like. That's it. Thank you.
I have a thought.
Sounds good.
Since we're not going to really have the choir, we're not going to have anybody give a keynote speech, to make it meaningful, why don't we read the names like we do at the evening? Do that.
Instead of do it on Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, our deal probably. Yeah. But I just think that might be a, you know, say a few things. Hey, these are the, what do we have, 7 or 8 new names? Just to say something briefly about them, but then have board members and city officials, and we can reach out to ex-board members or whatever, but read the names. And something like that, like, you know, it's meaningful. That's, you know.
That's one of the most kind of contained as well, which I guess is
cool. And if we live streamed it, I think that would be meaningful for those that, you know, want to
be. Is the Legion going to do the Twilight?
We haven't had any meetings, so.
So it might be.
I can run this by RD.
It might be safe to say.
We didn't do it last year because of the weather. Yeah. And so.
Yeah, that's right.
I just think.
Why don't you talk to RD and see? Because if they're going full speed ahead and we want to do it, then I don't think we need to do it 3 days apart twice.
Right.
If they're amenable to coming to our deal and letting that be it, then probably so. If I agree, it'd be meaningful.
What about the flyover, and what are our, do we have to make a deposit, or we just pay because it's a...
No, we pay for the fuel, whatever it bills us.
Do we have to, coordinate if we're going to...
Yeah, we need to coordinate. We're going to be on that, like, tomorrow, if we want Carl to do the flyover. He's probably expecting it, but we haven't touched that base. You know,
I think it's still appropriate to do. I mean, because it's something that people outside.
Like we get comments from all over about that thing.
I say you go, yeah.
I think if you do the in-person seminar like you have in the past, you will have less attendees. Mm-hmm. But seeing as it's a veterans and veterans come, they're more apt to brave than some people I've seen out there.
Yeah.
So you won't have as probably a big drop off as you would have some other things we do. I think there's. I have to go out there and check the square footage of the location, but I mean, I think there's enough room to allow people to basically say, social distance as best you can.
Is the submission of the plan, is it a form we got to fill out, or is it a verbal meeting, or how does it work?
There is for the special events, and I don't think we've ever done a special event permit for this event, because it's just not...
Right.
It's kind of an internal thing, but I can get that form. It's on the website, the community website.
Yeah, I just wondered what the protocol would be, so because it'd be just as easy for Matt to, or us to go down and have a meet with somebody if we need to.
Let me see if I can get an audience with the mayor, or someone can have a conversation with him, just because
I tell them what we're thinking about, and then might ease his conscience a little bit on.
As you know, he's been vocal during this, so he's put himself out there, but he also put himself out there for scrutiny as well, so he has to realize that. And it weighs on, I guess, when he makes these decisions. This one is kind of an easy decision to make, but allowing it is probably an easy decision to make as long as we're giving a good effort.
If we show the good faith effort going to him beforehand, not just springing it on at the end,
Any politician ever want to cancel that?
But we don't want to go in there with that attitude, we're owed it. Okay.
So we do need the chaplain. I don't know if we have that checklist, but a chaplain. We do need a chaplain identified for them. It's probably the two choices we had from the Memorial Day ceremony.
Might have a hard time with the color guard. Mm-hmm. I know the sheriff's office, I've already kind of talked to them about some things, and they're not doing anything right now.
I think the same thing for the mounted patrol. We're not going to give up the horse.
We can. The mounted patrol would do it if we asked them. That's easier, though, because they are internal.
Yeah.
You want to, does the Legion Post have a contract?
No, the one in Plano does.
Oh, Via Medical's got one.
I was going to say, the Color Guard, you know, there's going to be other seminars and other things. I don't know the protocol altering the Color Guard, but I'm sure there may be some modification to being done that still allow.
Probably something they've already worked out. Yeah,
yeah, I would think there would be. I mean, I think you would do that in lieu of skipping it.
Mm-hmm.
And bigger ceremonies or things.
Especially for the Sea Cadets, because they're still meeting. I know they're still getting together, so I'll find out if they have their hand in Color Guard.
Did an excellent job for us at the opening of Dr. Mackhill Park.
Very good. Yeah.
Wow. What group is this?
Navy Sea Cadet. Cool.
Yeah, they did it a couple years ago. They did a really good job for us.
One of them was about a foot and a half shorter than the rest of
them. Okay. Hey, brother, it's that period of time when you're a child that the growth spurts happen, you know. So some do it, some don't.
I was really impressed by them.
Yeah. They take it pretty seriously, so they do a good job. I'll find out what their temperature is. And if we can't have one, we have plenty of flags. We can have flags and do the pledge and do the national anthem and stuff.
So let's revisit the speaker, because if we are going to do the speaker, we have to align that.
Yeah,
we're going to get the option A, option B, the backup.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking of the city and or county official, because we can go down the line a little bit. There'll be somebody that'll be available, you know.
And if you've seen city council meetings, they've been meeting, they've been sitting on the dais for wearing their mask or not, and taking off to speak, and people have come up and taken their mask off to speak, and I can't remember the number of chairs they had in the council chambers, but they have spaced out and have some chairs there. We have a lot more room. We probably also have a lot more room to space out any speakers or anybody to set off to the side and just take an extra couple of seconds to walk right.
Well, I think we could just agree to make lunch.
I know he's not a
veteran. That'd be my first question, see if we can get the county judge,
I can reach out.
We're just asking to make a few brief remarks to honor veterans. Don't have to make a speech. Thank people for being there. And
but his presence would lend an approval and help make people comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. So last year we had Gabe Taylor.
Right.
I spoke to him yesterday. He's not doing anything unless he can be. His words to me is that we're very good vectors as members of Congress for this disease. So he's very he canceled his veteran commendation.
Saw that yesterday.
Sadly.
I mean, I think they're going to do it next year. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So, to summarize, our intent is to move forward and submit a plan to the mayor for approval for a Veterans Day ceremony. Assuming it gets approved, we're going to do a modified ceremony. So,
should we plan on submitting that after our next meeting, would be in September?
Yeah, I think it would be perfect.
And at that meeting, we need to review our checklist of countdown.
Sort of get a good handle on what the program is going to be, so we can reach out to people. And, you want to reach out to the county judge?
I can.
Okay.
If you can help me get the contact.
Mm-hmm. I've got his number.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to knock on his door.
He's pretty easy to get to. Yeah, he really is.
Okay.
But you got the title, so you go do that.
Okay. From the notes that I'm taking, it sounds like you're going to do pretty much everything if it's allowed. Like if you're going to go ahead with the Color Guard if they'll do it. And so it's maybe scaled back in the sense that you're hoping not many people show up and you can space them out.
But not a choir. We're not going to
choir.
No
choir. So the most part is...
we'll do recorded music. We'll just play it on the recorder.
For the most part, it's just the same. Just hopefully spaced out.
We'll probably pair the music down, too.
We need to play the service menu because it's better. We need to play that.
That's one I was thinking we could cut out, but you're right.
That's what the game is.
They love to stand.
You got to have the national anthem and the service menu because you don't have anything else.
Yes. I agree with that. Those two definitely need to.
And I'll reach out to Carl about the flyover. I'll call him.
Okay. You should do that.
Yeah. Yeah, we still carried on in Red, White, and Boom with the mayor's speech that did a simulcast over the radio, so we played that and then had a national anthem singer play it everywhere in the morning following the show.
Perfect. When you say the radio, was it a radio?
Not a radio station. So,
it's
WRR in Dallas. KLOK does Plano's, so we've been with WRR for 8 years or so. 101.1, if you don't listen to classical music, you're not. But it's got one of the best.
One of the fire departments. I'm
wondering if it'd be anybody that would reach out to the radio station.
Well, I know Captain Turner does it.
It could be.
I can ask.
It's
Jared Turner.
Taking off the airways.
If he doesn't do it still, he might know someone. Yeah. But that might be easier.
Here's past that. $2,800 for a bunch of commercials, advertisements, and the simulcast. They said this year, it being a political year, things changed because it being a publicly owned station, that it was $4,000 for just a simulcast this year. And they're not a big station like not that KLAK is big, but they're bigger than WRR. The WRR has a great signal and you can pretty much pick it up anywhere.
Hey, Tom. I think one option would be to use your social media as well, kind of a Facebook account for stream, like you were mentioning earlier.
No doubt, yeah. I haven't been on Facebook much lately.
Oh, well, the Navy base, there's a big change of command ceremony going on Friday. They're doing Facebook, just streaming it on Facebook. No, nobody can come except for a few invited guests, and everybody else is going to be.
Other items for discussion?
So I guess we can just put our thinking caps on and maybe kind of outline the flow of the ceremony so that when we meet next month, we can have it all together.
Do we have the bagpiper at the last? Did we do that? Mm-hmm. Or he came in, intro and exited, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's going to check to see if the fire department's still doing that. We'll find out.
Well, they do it I don't know if they do it as a department, but I know Captain Jared Turner.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, like, he's out of the fire department, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But hopefully that would be easy.
Is there any other planning discussion item in the server?
I guess whatever we hear, we probably need to send an email.
Yeah.
If you're successful with Candy Jazz, if I'm successful with Carl, you need to
put that
in. So Flora can have it on the checklist for next month.
That sounds good. So we'll start with the judge, and then if potentially the mayor or others.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. No other motion?
Is the judge a veteran, or how did we get to him?
He's not a veteran, but he's the judge. Just out of respect. County judge.
Mayor's not there.
No.
Do they know the votes?
Mayor has.
They do.
Yeah. No, really, that's all the more reason for them to be there. To honor
veterans.
Yeah.
Show us where you stand, there.
Mayor's son his son is a Marine.
I mean,
Army, isn't it?
I thought he was Marine.
The mayor?
I just know last year we did a pretty good job of, you know, kind of shifting the focus to it being a little bit more celebratory and ensuring that we had, you know, veteran speakers at the event. I thought that was a really good shift.
Yep.
That we had. So, but like you said, we can just kind of think through and see who else might be available as well.
Yeah, and understanding, we know this is going to be different and not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's funny. You bring up a good point, Michelle, because we were wanting to make this from here on out a celebratory thing.
For better.
The reading of the names is
a little more somber than that. Right? That's a Memorial Day kind of thing. But
we didn't have Memorial Day
this year
either.
And the Legion's always done well. We've always done the night deal on Armistice Day. So maybe we should continue that and leave our ceremony for the celebratory type stuff. We still got time to think about it and talk about it. But yeah.
How many names do we have that will be read that we have to that you're gonna do the bios for?
Oh, for the new ones?
It's either 7 or 8.
I think it's 8.
Yeah, I think it's about 8.
I think 8. Okay.
Okay.
You got one of them's I've already done a portrait on.
Next item on the agenda is citizen comments. I don't believe there's any citizens online, nobody in person, so no comments. Board, any other board comments?
I guess so. I need to make it known that I'm not putting in again for sitting on the board. It's been a great run. I've been, 7 years?
You got that long?
Yeah.
And did the chairman a couple times. I now live and work in Frisco, and I feel compelled to get involved in their stuff and see if I can help them a little bit. They're a little behind us, except that they're not behind from the standpoint of their citizen participation. Their VFW American Jews do a great job, but the city itself doesn't do much. They talk to the game.
One thing more ahead of them. I'll write that down.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna see what I can do to get involved over there and help them a little bit since I live and work there. So,
good.
Appreciate very much the opportunity to serve with all of you.
Thank you for serving.
For these years, we've done some good things, and we've honored our veterans, we've honored our fallen. That's what it's all about.
I too am stepping down. I'm retiring.
No, we voted. That was not.
We've already vetoed that.
Yeah, that was the last meeting.
I think Matt said we didn't approve that.
That's right. Yes.
We didn't vote on that.
Are you here after the?
Ryan's going to serve as the interim liaison.
Yeah, so I'll serve as the liaison. I think our directors kind of put it out to the city saying we certainly would love to find a veteran who'd love to participate in this. And
that's
may not
preference.
But then again, if it happens, you know, I can always stay on board if with anyone else or so, and help provide Parks and Rec guidance as may be, and someone else can come on. So, still looking. We may have some other people come in and get in and out to basically only provide the city's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's important that a Parks and Rec be the liaison.
I agree.
From an event standpoint,
makes sense.
Our capabilities as a department to assist with the events. And so forth and so on. So possibly the new superintendent might be up
there. Tim, when are you retiring? Or last
September 30th.
Getting close.
Good for you.
I just switched the day.
So the last meeting was November
30th. It was October 30th.
It's tomorrow.
Flora looked up because I had a chat with the director earlier today and told him that I was ready.
Sure.
And he admitted, he said, yeah, you did set yourself a pretty long run plan. I said, yeah, the Jets warmed up. I'm ready.
So then it'll be at next month's meeting?
Possibly.
Tim has informed us that when he retires, it's effective, whatever date he retires, it's the end of the month. TMRS makes that end of the month. So we can get into September 1st or 2nd, we feel confident. We'll probably get into September. We've got a long time to go. We've got 19 days.
Barry, what about you?
Well,
as far as when.
I'll serve out this term, but where I'm at last.
Whatever.
I just want to make sure it
wasn't stacked.
So, new members come on like they.
So, what about this year? August is generally when they approve new members or.
And then they start
the interviews. I will say that. So
that is still going to occur?
Since it's all been this Zoom, they've done a little differently in the past. And Tim's attended some of them. You would have a group that were applying for that board, they'd come to the interviews. And instead, this time the council was interviewing everybody at one time. Mm-hmm. And it was a Wednesday, Thursday night. And then last week, Thursday night. I think this week is just tomorrow night. And Kelsey and I switched off and listening to them or so. They've gotten 100 and something people.
So when would the new ones come on board?
October.
So I'll probably step away then in October.
Get new
people in here.
Right before the...
Right, Sarah, the veterans.
Right. I'll still come to that.
You're invited.
Are there any other board members whose term expires this year that would not?
Colin reapply.
Yeah,
okay.
And I think Anne, I don't know if she reapplied or not, but her term was up. Okay. Is up.
7 years? If I get appointed, reappointed, I'll be the longest.
Yeah, long as a tooth here, man.
How long you've had the board?
It's been since 2014.
7 years?
Yeah. I thought it was to get on since the beginning.
No, the board's been around since 2007 or 8.
Is that 7 or 8 is when they started trying to raise the money for the Veterans Memorial Park.
I told them I'd be glad to be the alternate. I just want to continue to play a role and
find out his name. Yeah, absolutely should.
Let's do it.
Definitely.
I remember the ceremonies before we had the wall built.
Mm-hmm.
Glad we don't have to drag that stage out.
Yeah.
Me too.
Any other topics? No other commission parks comments? Anything else?
No, I'm going to take this and try to get our special event coordinator who works under Main Street has probably had more conversations with the mayor or through his assistant city manager through the mayor. So he may be able to give me some guidance as well, but I'll try to gauge what the mayor's thinking on an event like this and be helpful, do our best to social distance. And basically, it's an honor system, social distancing. We're going to do what we can, but
to encourage it, space in the chairs.
I think those chairs are going to take up enough space and people aren't going to fill in the voids. It's going to be a kind of a barrier. Sorry, Michelle, but.
I was just going to say, clearly I'm a fan of social distancing, so if you need any help talking to him about stuff, let me know and I will gladly participate, because I think it's a good event. If it's outside, it'll be okay, as long as we do our part to stay downstairs and that expectation.
You bet.
Right, and then those chairs are part of that. We'll send a message. People will see that and notice. Oh, yeah. No.
We have little signs that say social distancing that we've put out in the park that get thrown.
We have had soccer tournaments and softball tournaments, and I've seen less social distancing in some of those from the athletes. And I'm not talking about their game, I'm talking about huddling up for pictures and things, but haven't had too much feedback as far as public opinion on those.
No complaints.
So far, so good.
Good. Great. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Good hearing from you.
Thank you, Will. Michelle.